There was one thing I found that I couldn't help thinking as they pried me free with the jaws of life. None of this disaster would ever have happened if I had not been driving my neighbor's wife to the Alta Loma Days Inn, where I'd registered us as a couple with a name I'm sure some other couple somewhere had. And the last thing I saw before falling unconscious was your right hand tracing a heart on my thigh. And I thought, my God, what an infantile gesture. And I thought, my God, what an indescribable high. The autumn air was sweeter than a slice of wedding cake as I overshot the exit and I tried and failed to find the break.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 152. I am your host, Sid Souter. Start things off there with a track by The Extra Lens, formerly known as The Extra Glens. That is a band made up of John Darnell of the Mountain Goats and Franklin Bruno of Nothing Painted Blue. The album is called Undercard. It was released October of this year on Merge Records, and the track I played was How I Left the Ministry. If you're a fan of Mountain Goats or Nothing Painted Blue, you're really going to enjoy this record. For me, it's just it's kind of a good Mountain Goats record, actually. One of the better ones lately, even if it's not the Mountain Goats. Well, hello to you. Let's see. I've got some pretty good music this week. So let's go ahead and dig into it a bit. This is a track from the new Stereo Total.
Dress him up as a girl with lipstick and high heels. I will call him Lucifer and teach him how to criticize. I will teach him how to live off prostitution. I'll teach him how to kill. Oh yeah, I wanna be your mama. Yes, I wanna be your mama. I don't want to abort, he has a right to live. I refuse birth control. I will call him Lucifer and teach him how to criticize. I will teach him how to live off prostitution. I will teach him how to kill. Oh yeah, I wanna be a mama. Teach him how to live off prostitution. I'll teach him how to kill. Oh yeah, I wanna be a mama. I will call him Lucifer and teach him how to criticize. I will teach him how to live off prostitution. I'll teach him how to kill. Oh yeah, I wanna be a mama.
We'll be right back.
That was Orange Juice with the song Moscow, originally released in 1980, though I have that on a 2005 release from Domino Records called The Glasgow School, which is just a compilation of the first EPs. I went and found that after just reading about a new re-release of, I believe, the entire discography of Orange Juice, and thought, you know, I don't give enough credit to that band. I should dig back in, see if it's something I really enjoy. And, you know, it's... Despite the fact that they're such a progenitor of indie pop, even of Twee and certainly the C86 world, they just don't do a whole lot for me. I really enjoy that track, though. That's a lot of bouncy fun. Before that was the new Stereo Total. I played the song called I Want to Be a Mama. That is on the band's new album, Baby O. I think stateside on Kill Rock Stars, though I have a European version on Disco B. The European version is quite different in that a lot of the tracks are sung in French or German or what other languages they can come up with. They'll make up languages if necessary, I think, just to make me feel terminally American. But that was the version I bought by mistake. I'm told the U.S. one's a little more accessible, though I like to think of myself as somebody who digs out the inaccessible. Not really. That album doesn't do a whole lot for me, which is sad, because I saw a show some years back from them, and it was a transforming experience, and I keep buying album after album, hoping to relive that. It's just not happening, so... lukewarm review on that one. I do have some good music coming up, though. Let's jump into something by the new Le Savoy Favre.
Please just remix. Come on now.
Yeah, I like this. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed. First time fish telling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, bang kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills. I'm down with a fat ass, thin waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
For a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jump off. You back up for the hive, let the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get dumped off. All we wanna do is party. Getting by everybody at the bar, Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm tryna lead in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for your people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace, or out comes the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back, and I'm sitting on chrome 7 times.
Shout out to my peeps, the Billy's on is the best.
Stop the party. Hey, I don't want to hurt nobody.
Woo!
Do you wanna die?
stash and a dash, hold two heaters, block eye, put holes through beaters, ghetto fab, stroll through cheetahs, ballin', Brooklyn Dawn, addicted to Chris, hooked on Dawn, 50G, hook a song, ma, I wanna see how you lookin' thong, hustlin', guys are simple, cause I chop rock the size of Mentos, blame me, I tried to hen hold, look at the hook, your eyes are squint closed, pimpin', here's a new way to flirt, I listen to the two-way you learn, it goes, let's go, VIP, boo, raise your skirt. Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back, youngin'.
Go ahead, baby.
Holla back.
Go ahead, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
That is, of course, Girl Talk with the snippet, This Is the Remix. That's on his new album called All Day, which was released on November 15th of this year on his own Illegal Art Records and available for free for download on his website. So jump out there and pick that up if you haven't already. Though based on the initial response, I think probably everyone in the world has downloaded at least one copy now. And you won't be disappointed. If you're a fan of that, then you're going to be a fan of the whole album. That song, as I said, is kind of a snippet there more than a distinct song piece. He prefers the album to be listened to whole and without interruption, and there's no particular segment that's any songier than any other, but that one's the one that he broke up, so we'll pick that one out, play that, give you a sample there, and tell you the whole album is as good as that. It's fun to pick out the samples. For me, I pick out the classic rock, and hopefully somebody's around who can explain to me where those hip-hop samples come from. Before that was Chick 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 with the song Jamie, My Intentions Are Bass. That is on the band's album Strange Weather, Isn't It? That came out August of this year on Warp Records. A band that I enjoy seeing live, though on record, and after a while it starts to just kind of be repetitive and blend into each other. But one track there on its own got me dancing again today, so that's a good one, and you may really enjoy that album. Before that, a fantastic new album by La Savvy Fav. The name of the album is Root for Ruin. Came out, of course, on French Kiss Records August of this year. The song I played... excuse me. The song I played was Dear Crutches, a very mature song for them. Now, the rest of the album does have plenty of the propulsive dance punk and freak-out bits that you would expect from La Savvy Fav, one of the best live bands around. But that song there is, just a lot bolder than anything I expected to find out of the band, and one of those times that I think progress is wonderful, which doesn't always happen in my musical listening. Well, I see I'm way out of time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 152. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Next week, we start in on the best music of 2010, so you'll want to listen to those and find out all those great songs that you may have missed, or revisit some of your favorites, some that have been played on the podcast before and some that have not. As we know, the rule in the podcast is one song per album that I get, but that's not the way it works for the year-end list when I count down my favorite singles of the year. All right, good news and bad news for you. We're going to wrap things up with a Bruce Springsteen track. I know I told you a few weeks ago that I was done buying Bruce because I bought everything, but then the re-release of Darkness on the Edge of Town came out, which includes a 2-CD set called The Promise of Outtakes from that period, and I have selected a track from one of those that I really enjoy. One of the epic Bruce tracks without being too sappy, but being plenty of rock and roll in there as well, and a good feel of kind of his 60s influence there, which I really enjoy. You can't go wrong with that. So let's do that. This is a song called Ain't Good Enough for You. It is on his new 2-CD set, The Promise, which comes out, which came out November 16th. You can get it as part of a giant box with a re-released Darkness on the Edge of Town with videos and all sorts of things, but I think you can just get the album on its own as well, as I did from Amazon at least. And we'll wrap things up there. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
shirt uptown in Bloomingdale's, and babe, I tried to make the leader scene, hitting cool just like Jimmy Iovine. I bought a record with all the latest grooves, a book of love with all the latest moves. I bought some flowers and I was at your door, and you came out, didn't wanna say me. Well, hey.